Okay. How you do?
Don't believe that crap.
Well, I'll explain what's going on. West Rehoboth has a big, like a big trash pickup day, and they have to get at least 10 large dumpsters to complete this job. And the cost of these dumpsters will be about $2,000. Also an additional $500 for food and supplies. And the county did this a couple years back. We helped one other time with a big cleanup day.
Yes, we
and
did.
So I'd like to contribute out of my funds
$2,500,
but we got to wait for another person to come back.
This is actually it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is actually it. Okay.
$2,500.
Yeah, but we got to wait for somebody to show up.
Somebody show up. That's right.
Al, could you come up here and sit, please?
Come on up.
There's one.
Hey, we're going to get Mike or Sam. I guess so, yeah.
Mike Vincent, would you please come up here and sit? They've quit. Hey, Mike. Sam, they've quit already. Come on up now.
Pressure is too much for them.
The only one left is Jones.
Yeah. I'm not smart enough to get out.
Look, he's leaving again.
I can take the pressure.
Maybe we should recess until we get a quorum.
How can we read? We can't even recess.
You can do it that way. You can do that.
I can't recess. We can't go to recess because I can't do it. We can't recess.
Got an automatic recess. Wait, he's back. I'd like to make a motion to give $2,500 to Westside New Beginnings.
Second.
Thank you.
Killed Mr. Phillips, didn't he? He's not doing too well. Okay. It's been moved to second that we approve $2,500 for Mr. Cole. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. $500 each on
all right, keep on going. Keep moving.
Delaware Ducks Unlimited.
$500 It'll be a long night. $200
each. $500
each. $500
each? Yeah, that's what it was last year.
Yes, it was.
Back me up, Susan.
No, you're right.
It's a tough year this year. The economy's down.
What we say now? What we do now?
$200 each. I make a motion.
It's $500. This is. Egg goes over to it.
Ducks Unlimited.
Yeah. It's not Ducks Unlimited. It's a festival.
The Green Wing event.
What'd you do last year? That's the one in Greenwood, right?
Yeah.
$2,500, $500 last year.
Okay, I don't care. It's $500. That's fine.
Okay.
What's that?
He wants $500.
He does?
Yeah.
Well, he can give more then if he wants that.
Yeah, I guess you got to run through all your motion.
That's why I got all the money.
Because I'm very. Right now. You had the motion. You got the power.
I said I made a motion. Anybody second it?
You won't go five, will you?
You're spending it like it wasn't your money.
I'm concerned about the youth.
This is a youth.
It is a youth program?
All yes. Right,
I'll make a motion, $500.
Second that.
Thank you, Lawrence. Come on up here and sit
it's
next
for
to
the
me
children.
For a second,
the kids, yes.
Okay. Right. It's been moved to second that we allot $500 each.
All these Democrats get elected. It's for the children.
Say yes to yourself.
For yes.
Thank you.
It's for the children.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay. Motion
Milton
passed.
Little League.
I like that. They're doing a major program over there. I'd like to give them $5,000.
Okay. Second. Move to second that we give $5,000 for Mr. Rogers. Mr. Cole.
We're the children. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Rogers. Yes.
Rehoboth Beach Hometown Christmas Parade.
It's more than I can stand sometimes, I'll be honest with you.
Okay. Hang on a minute.
Mr. Cole.
Hold on just a second. I'm just looking at reading.
He's in caucus.
He's in caucus. He's trying to talk himself out of it.
I'll make a motion we give $1,500.
Second.
Let's move to second that we allot $1,500. Mr. Cole, say yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Thanksgiving for thousands.
$200 each. That's it.
That's what
Mr.
we
Rogers.
Did last year.
Yeah, take out that Kramer's.
Okay. Mr. George, you second it?
Yes, second.
Thank you. It's moved to second. We do $200 each. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Cool Spring Civic Association.
That's you? Is that who's that?
Yes, for about $500 or something.
Yes.
$500 for me.
Mr. Rogers, you say second, George?
Yes, second.
Thank you. It's moved to second. We do $500. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Habitat for Humanity.
Okay. You better read the letter on that one, Susan.
Me?
Yeah, could you do that real quick?
Yes, they're requesting.
We all got the letter on it, but I'm not.
Yeah,
sure.
They'd like to put in a phone system for a total of $8,000. They're asking if each one would allocate $1,600.
$1,600?
$1,600.
$1,600 for a phone system for a total of $8,000. A new office space. They have new space office.
You want some information from Richard? Yeah.
I'll make that motion if you want to do it.
Okay. I just need a second from Mr. Cole.
We're going to give how much each? $1,600?
Yeah.
So moved.
Second.
That way you don't have to explain it.
Yeah. That's, yeah. You don't want to. Move to second. We do 1,600 each. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Gumbar Community Association? That's Vance. You want to defer?
Charlie West talked to me. They got a playground set they're trying to build in at the community building there. It's a $35,000 design, and I think Vance is $3,000?
Yeah, he was.
I'll make a motion that we get $3,000 from Mr. Phillips's account. I was going to say $2,500, but $3,000.
Yeah, I asked him second.
Okay. It's moved to second that we allow $300 from Mr.
$3,000.
Excuse me. I apologize.
Charlie would get up and come back here tonight if he heard $300.
I understand.
Is that?
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Laurel Lions Club, I believe we deferred in the beginning.
We did indeed.
Delmarva Clergy United in Social Action. This was also on the human service grant list. I think it got submitted to two places, so I'd like to keep them on the human service grant list because they're a human service agency, and not take any action on them tonight for this
number
list.
11,
it's
we
the
also
same letter. We're going to defer on number 11, the family.
Put back on the second, yes.
All right, put that back on.
Day that
the Greater Georgetown Chamber of Commerce.
Yes. It's it would be, the last time we did anything, it was 400 from me and 200 from Vance.
Second.
Yeah.
But you got to make the motion.
I'll make a motion. We give
you
the
second, one, please.
What was
second.
The motion? I'm yeah, sorry.
You that was the numbers
it
were?
It was all me.
400 and what?
400 and 200. 400 for myself and 200 for Vance.
Yep.
Okay.
You got four out of Vance.
Two out of Vance. Should have got four.
Not here.
I'd rather make sure he knows I got him. If I'd like to do the face to him. Yeah, yeah. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Sussex Tech High School.
That was $50 each.
We did second.
That. Yes. That's
make that motion. I'll make that motion.
Well, you lost me here. We're having a parade in Georgetown. $50
each. Number 13, Mr. Rogers.
Each.
50 each. Yes. Yeah. You got second?
Yes, sir.
Move to second. We get $50 each. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes.
Esther House.
Where is it?
That's me in Bridgeville. That's
how much?
$2,000.
Make a motion. We give $2,000 to Mr. Jones's
second
account.
Yeah. Move to second. We do $2,000 from my account. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Dollar Teen Challenge.
I think we're going to bump that one too.
Yeah, we'll defer it.
Okay. Thank you.
First State Community Action.
That's yours, Mr. Rogers.
That's me.
Yeah,
it's everybody. Isn't it?
It's actually a request for the dinner.
Did you? Yeah.
That's pointing me for.
I think that was you, anyway.
$100 each.
Okay. Thank you. Second.
There you go.
Okay, so move to second. Do we do $100 each?
We have a point on me now, Robin.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes.
Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding.
Yes, this is where the. A good program that's still having trouble getting off the ground where we had that development went defunct that was going to give them a stable.
Right.
I'd like to give them $5,000.
Okay. Second.
For handicapped adults and children. It's a great program.
It is. Move to second and we'd allow $5,000 for Mr. Rogers' account. Mr.
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
City of Milford for
the Senior Citizen Community Police Program. And they've offered Mr. Cole a ride along if we grant this. And you're a senior.
Yeah, I am a senior.
Yeah, he's a senior. Got to carry an AARP card. I'd like to give $2,500 from my account and $2,500 from Mr. Jones towards the program.
I'll second that.
Okay. Move to second. We do 25 each from Mr. Rogers and myself.
Okay. That's it. Thanks.
Ms. White, I got to just get a vote, Susan. That's all I got to do. Mr.
Yes.
Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Jim, you got any ordinance? Who's got ordinance?
We don't have any.
No ordinances?
Any
additional business?
Additional business brought before council.
Next, executive session.
Oh, Lord. Make a motion, we recess into executive session.
For the reason of...
Wait, did you have something to say, sir?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, sir.
Come on down.
Absolutely.
Say your name and address, please.
We were in such a hurry, we almost went flying right by you.
No problem. My name is Richard Miller. I live just outside Rehoboth Manor.
We're having trouble hearing you, sir.
Speak up. One of those microphones.
I had spoke with Councilman Cole several...
Can you give your name and address, please?
Oh.
We can't hear you.
Richard Miller.
Uh-huh.
5 Washington Street, Rehoboth, Delaware. The reason I'm here this evening, I'll try not to waste a lot of your time, but there's a problem with noise pollution in our area.
A what?
Noise pollution. Anything from parties to barking dogs. And recently I had spoken with Councilman Cole and also Congressman Bunting. There are state guidelines from DENREC that govern this, but from what I understand, there's no money available for the enforcement of it. And what it is, I had talked with the landlord about the latest problem, which was a barking dog, which would go on incessantly all night long, and that there was no result. It just went on like I never spoke to him. So I tried calling him at 2:00 in the morning whenever the dog was waking me up in the middle of the night. Well, after that happened 3-4 times, I received a phone call from the state police over there saying that I could be sued for harassment. Why is it some people have this protection and other people don't have a leg to stand on? And what I would like to do is make a special request for y'all to establish public hearings or whatever it would take so that laws or an ordinance could be written up from the enforcement of noise pollution within the county.
I got a question, only question. I understand we've had this before several times, sir.
Yes.
How are we going to enforce it?
If you have a law that would be enforceable,
I understand.
But
at 2:00 in the morning, do you think there's county staff on board?
Are there people that work in the sheriff's department?
See, the problem is sheriffs in Sussex County and all of Delaware do not do law enforcement.
Right.
The county sheriff is not a law enforcement officer. He delivers papers.
What about extending the scope of the ASPCA here in Sussex County?
Well, what they do is, I'll get into it because I've had more dog complaints.
I'll be right back. Help me.
The SPCA, it's just a name now. Kent County SPCA does a whole state. The county is now in charge, and Mr. Cole is taking charge of all the dogs in Delaware next year. They will only come out to see and we got lots of lawyers in the room. They only come out for the welfare of an animal or it makes sure it's being treated properly. I have one in my district. When the individual would leave home and go to work on a Tuesday and come back on Saturday, the canine would bark 24/7, not take a breath and hardly a drink of water and never stop until that man come home. I tried everything in my power. The county administrator rode out there with me and other people. We heard it bark. We seen it bark. We took pictures of it barking. We could do nothing. When you mess with somebody's child on the school or their dog, you don't get nowhere, and nobody in Dover will touch the legislation. I tried everything. The only place I could find had any kind of ordinance at all was in the city of Rehoboth. They had something, but they have trouble enforcing it. Some towns have their own dog protection stuff. But we tried everything.
But we don't have a law enforcement agency here.
But in the county, if we create a...
The only thing
you can do is, you know, and I'm not a lawyer, you can sign a warrant against someone for loud party and they'll come out and all that kind of stuff. But, man, it's hard, I tell you. We had a lady came in here that wanted an ordinance created because a contractor started a bulldozer, what, George, at 7 in the morning?
No, 6 in the morning.
Yeah, and tried to get that stopped. And I got nowhere with it. I tried that one. The dog finally died. But that's the only way I took care of the problem.
Well, not only the dog, but even for years, there would be parties that started up at 1:00 in the morning.
Well, that would be. That would be a state police issue.
That's different thing.
Police.
The state police would come there. They'd shut the party down, but there was never a fine levied. Why, I don't know. But then maybe a half hour to an hour after the state police would leave, the party would start back up again.
They'd fire back up again?
And, you know, I mean, it's not right.
Sir?
I've been here in Sussex County for 18 years, and quite frankly, the dog was the straw that broke the camel's back. You know, there are nights it's at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. I've talked to the owner, and like I say, the landlord.
Is it tied outside?
I got threatened to be sued.
Is it tied outside?
Yes. It's within a fenced area outside.
Well, I'll be honest with you, sir. I know this issue's come before several other times with the dark. And I can strictly only talk about the dogs. I got a file on it. Mr. Godwin did all the research. And with this particular council, there wasn't enough support. The number's 3, didn't win, for lack of better words.
What if there were petitions signed by county residents? Would that?
Well, I think that, you know, the issue we have is and what Mr. Cole stated and everything else is that we do not have law enforcement. The parties and stuff like that. There's a state law on the books at the present time. State police are the ones that have to do that. There is no, I don't think there's any ordinance on, you know, as far as the, you know, barking dogs, the SPCA, that kind of stuff.
And I don't even think the sheriff doesn't have deputies on duty.
No.
Like,
no,
we haven't ever been set up for that. We don't have the infrastructure and anything else, the vehicles or whatever, and the authority. So it would be many, many steps before we could get anywhere close to probably addressing your concern. And as he said, there hasn't been a will of a majority of the members to feel that it was a countywide problem that we should go down that route. Because, again, it would be very expensive to staff it and do all that stuff and get into that enforcement issue. But so that's been really – there's new members coming on after the first of the year. I don't know if there's any support there. There will be 3 new members.
Right.
And,
that's only that, you know.
In the past, we have not addressed them, and you're not the first one. Had a lady with some twinkly mobiles or mobiles or whatever.
Wind chimes
just nonstop. She had 50 or I don't know how many of them. It was unbelievable. And again, we have not ventured into that area of enforcement in this county as of this time. But as the county grows, we may have to. Like I said, we have 3 new members coming in, and I would maybe suggest maybe after the first year, introducing yourself, talking to them, maybe approaching them and seeing if there's any support there.
Are the morning meetings ever any less?
This one we're piled up because 3 members are leaving and are trying to get as much done as they can.
Okay.
So we've piled everything up here in the last couple of minutes. I won't mention any names.
Mr. Cole, Mr. Cole, I tried to have an extra meeting so this wouldn't happen, but you voted against it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I certainly could pull out the minutes.
We've got a bunch of hearings waiting. We need to.
I know it. No, I
understand that. That's it. I understand.
Would petitions be
I don't think right now petitions still. There's so many steps we would have to take.
You got a long haul. I mean, I would
get to where we would be able to do it, to form the people that would, the enforcement mechanism to do it. I mean, we just don't have it. So we'd be starting from ground zero, and it would just take
It's not a good proposition in a time of falling revenues because it would be quite expensive to enforce.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right, gentlemen, I thank you very much.
Hey, thanks. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it, sir.
Motion, okay. Mr. Cole.
I make a motion we recess, or no, we go into executive session.
For the reason of?
For pending litigation?
And land acquisition.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Thank you.
Go talk.
What's his name? Kramer's not here, is he?